I tell you this, all you see in your world is the outcome of your idea about it. Do you want your life to truly take off? Then change your idea about it, about you. Think, speak, and act as the God you are. Of course, this will separate you from many. Most of your fellow men. They will call you crazy. They will say you blaspheme. They will eventually have enough of you. They will attempt to crucify you. They will do this not because they think you are living in a world of your own illusions. Most men are gracious enough to allow you your private entertainments. But because sooner or later, others will become attracted to your truth, for the promises it holds for them. Here is where your fellow men will interfere, for here is where you will begin to threaten them. For your simple truth, simply lived, will offer more beauty, more comfort, more peace, more joy, and more love of self and others than anything your earthly fellows could contrive. And that truth adopted would mean the end of their ways. It would mean the end of hatred and fear and bigotry and war. The end of the condemning and killing that has gone on in my name. The end of might is right. The end of purchase through power. The end of loyalty and homage through fear. The end of the world as they know it, and as you have created it thus far. So be ready, kind soul. Where you will be vilified and spat upon, called names and deserted, and finally they will accuse you, try you, and condemn you, all in their own ways, from the moment you accept and adopt your holy cause, the realization of self. Why then do it? Because you are no longer concerned with the acceptance or approval of the world. You are no longer satisfied with what that has brought you. You are no longer pleased with what it has given others. You want the pain to stop, the suffering to stop, the illusion to end. You've had enough of this world as it presently is. You seek a newer world. Seek it no longer. Now, call it forth.
Yes, well, can you help me to better understand how to do that?
Yes. Go first to your highest thought about yourself. Imagine the you that you would be if you lived that thought every day. Imagine what you would think, do, and say, and how you would respond to what others do and say. Do you see any difference between that projection and what you think, do, and say now?
Yes. Yes, I see a great deal of difference.
Good. You should. Since we know that right now you are not living your highest vision of yourself. Now, having seen the differences between where you are and where you want to be, begin to change. Consciously change your thoughts, words, and actions to match your grandest vision. This will require tremendous mental and physical effort. It will entail constant, moment-to-moment monitoring of your every thought, word, and deed. It will involve continued choice-making, consciously. This whole process is a massive move to consciousness. What you will find out if you undertake this challenge is that you've spent half your life unconscious. That is to say, unaware on a conscious level of what you are choosing in the way of thoughts, words, and deeds until you experience the aftermath of them. Then when you experience these results, you deny that your thoughts, words, and deeds had anything to do with them. This is a call to stop such unconscious living. It is a challenge to which your soul has called you from the beginning of time.
That kind of continual mental monitoring seems as though it might be terribly exhausting.
It could be, until it becomes second nature. In fact, it is your second nature. It is your first nature to be unconditionally loving. It is your second nature to choose to express your first nature, your true nature, consciously.
Excuse me, but wouldn't this kind of non-stop editing of everything I think, say, and do make Jack a dull boy?
Never. Different, yes. Dull, no. Was Jesus dull? I don't think so. Was the Buddha boring to be around? People flocked, begged to be in his presence. No one who's attained mastery is dull. Unusual, perhaps. Extraordinary, perhaps, but never dull. So, do you want your life to take off? Begin at once to imagine it the way you want it to be, and move into that. Check every thought, word, and action that does not fall into harmony with that. Move away from those. When you have a thought that is not in alignment with your higher vision, change to a new thought, then and there. When you say a thing that is out of alignment with your grandest idea, make a note not to say something like that again. When you do a thing that is misaligned with your best intention, decide to make that the last time. And make it right with whomever was involved, if you can.
I've heard this before, and I've always railed against it because it seems so dishonest. I mean, if you're sick as a dog, you're not supposed to admit it. If you're broke as a pauper, you're never supposed to say it. If you're upset as hell, you're not supposed to show it. Reminds me of the joke about the three people who were sent to hell. One was a Catholic, one was a Jew, one was a New Ager. The devil said to the Catholic, sneeringly, "Well, how are you enjoying the heat?" And the Catholic sniffed, I'm offering it up." The devil then asked the Jew, "And how are you enjoying the heat?" The Jew said, "So what else could I expect but more hell?" Finally, the devil approached the New Ager. "Heat?" the New Ager asked, perspiring. "What heat?"
That's a good joke. But I'm not talking about ignoring the problem or pretending it isn't there. I'm talking about noticing the circumstance and then telling your highest truth about it. If you're broke, you're broke. It's pointless to lie about it and actually debilitating to try to manufacture a story about it so as not to admit it. Yet it's your thought about it. Broke is bad. This is horrible. I'm a bad person because good people who work hard and really try never go broke, etc. That rules how you experience brokenness. It's your words about it. I'm broke. I haven't a dime. I don't have any money. That dictates how long you stay broke. It's your actions surrounding it. Feeling sorry for yourself, sitting around despondent, not trying to find a way out because what's the use anyway? That creates your long-term reality. The first thing to understand about the universe is that no condition is good or bad. It just is. So stop making value judgments. The second thing to know is that all conditions are temporary. Nothing stays the same. Nothing remains static. Which way a thing changes depends on you.